So let's just, as usual, get to the first things, games played, and Vuk, you can go first.
I played Spirit Tracks, and that's about it.
Okay, talk about Spirit Tracks.
After coming back from, what was the one called before? Phantom Hourglass. I wasn't very excited for this. I didn't really like Phantom Hourglass the whole time to crap going back to the main, was it dungeon or whatever it was, and having to redo it, and every single time over and over and over again, got really, really annoying, and I never even finished it because of it. But that being said, I'm really liking this one. It's completely got rid of that whole time dungeon. You do have to go back to a central hub, though, but there is a different challenge every time, rather than having to do the same thing over and over again with the with the time limit. There's no time limit this time. The graphics are pretty good, like before. The soundtrack is a hell of a lot better than Phantom Hourglass. The overworld theme eventually will become one of the, you know, the top themes, I think, of Zelda. You know, the one that sticks from that game will be the overworld theme.
Why that?
It's just really catchy. It uses, like, the flute. The flute is the main instrument in the game. It's just, it has bits of the flute.
Maybe we need to play some of it at the end of the podcast.
Yeah. No, but really, I mean, I'm up to the second dungeon already. I mean, it's pretty easy to start with, and the whole first hour at least is the whole, let's do this and get your sword and get this and do your shield and learn how to attack. And, you know, for someone who plays it all the time, Zelda, it can be a pain in the ass. You can skip some of it if you want to, but you are stuck playing most of it.
Most Zelda games, though.
Yeah,
so,
but yeah.
Have you gotten to the train yet?
Yeah, you get the train pretty much straight away. I won't spoil it, but you do get a train to start with, and that doesn't last very long because of something that happens. The train controls are pretty good. I mean, at the start, there's not much train tracks, but it does open up a lot later, and you got the cannon on the train to shoot things rather than just honking the horn or whatever, you know, pulling the chain on the horn, which is pretty cool just to do for no reason. It is a bit slow, I think, but you can, once you get at 2 speed, it is pretty fast, but it is a bit slow if you're slowing down and avoiding pigs on the track and things like that. The dungeons are pretty easy. The first one is a breeze. The second one's a breeze, but I've heard that once you get later onto it, it gets really, really hard and it ramps up. My brother is nicks all the way up to the later stages so far. He's been playing it a lot as well, and he's getting a bit frustrated at it at some points because it is a pain in the butt. But no, it's... The only bad thing I would say about it is the slowness of the train to start with, and the whole tutorial bit. It does take a while to get into it and get the groove going, but once you get all the new items and stuff, it starts opening up and you can go different places. And there is a lot of side quests as well. It's not just the main storyline. There's lots to see and do and talk to, which is always good. But there is, the overworld is all stuck on the tracks, so you can't go walking around the field or anything. So it does feel a little bit smaller than the other games, like with the ocean or like Hyrule Field.
What about the partner the whole entire having Zelda as your partner? How does that work? Is that like or is it a little bit more like more deeper?
Basically, Zelda replaces the usual fairy you have along with you, basically, and
is she just flying around saying, "Hey, listen, look out, hey, hey"?
No, she takes control of the phantoms, and you and her work together to do puzzles, and she can walk over spikes and through flames and lava, and Link can jump on her back and ride around on top of the phantom suit, which he's possessed. She's also there as well as like a someone to talk to and drive the narrative. It is very funny, the interactions between the two. She is, you know, one of those typical princesses who hates bugs and rats and will squeal and things like that, and that provides some humour. It's quite funny. So there is someone along with her, along with Link on the travels, rather than just a fairy who doesn't express any emotion. You can see all the emotion in the ghost of Zelda's face. It's not, she's not dead. It's just a spirit. It's not really a spoiler. It's on the box, so... yeah, but no, having her along does change the dynamic of the game quite a bit, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
but, so definitely, thus far, lots better than Phantom Hourglass.
100% better. Yeah, I'm loving it so far. For some reason, my DS decided to go cuckoo and wipe my save file, so I had to start again. So I'm just kind of stuck back at the first temple because I just don't want to spend another hour getting past all the tutorial stuff again. But yeah, it is great once you get past the tutorial stuff. There should be a way to skip it all, but I mean, it is part of the story. It's not like you're stuck in it just like, you know, like some games have like a training area and you have to do that first before you can get into the game. It is part of the game and it just drives the story, so that's not too bad.
Cool. Nothing else other than Zelda?
Nah.
Nothing on the way yet. Have you picked up Boyd's Blob yet?
Yeah, I have. I haven't had the time to play it. I did play the last episode of Tales of Monkey Island.
Yep.
Which will be on WiiWare one day. It's a good finale. I enjoyed it. I still got to write my review. I had to wait for the actual ending of the game to be sent to me because the press build we got didn't have the ending to keep it a spoiler-free. So they've sent that through, and I've got to watch that. It's like 8 minutes long. And apparently something happens after the credits, so I'll have to watch that.
I want to play them, but just after playing the first WiiWare one, it just sort of really put me off. Okay, James?
The only one I've been playing is Silent Hill Shattered Memories on the Wii.
Yep.
It's not really Silent Hill, but that's the whole point. It's like they've completely redone everything and made it like a brand new. They've basically completely like redone everything. The only thing that the games have in common with the old games is like the names of the characters and the location, which is like a nice like throwback because you do remember stuff and you associate things with like the old game when you're playing it, but it doesn't really like it completely throws everything that it basically works on the fact that you should try and remember what happened in the old game and then throws that out the window to make you to do things that are unexpected. It's yep. really nice to look at. It's like completely like it's full 60 FPS, so it's really smooth as well, which is quite impressive because there's a lot of weather effects and stuff like that during gameplay. Like you're out in the streets and it's snowing, and your characters aren't walking smooth. Everything's really smooth.
Do you have to play the original?
You don't have to play the original. No, it's basically okay. It's a complete retelling of the first game, but it's so much different. It's really basically a whole other game by itself. They could call it something else and it would still make sense. It doesn't have to be a Silent Hill game.
So did they just call it Silent Hill just to sort of capitalise on the name? Or?
Well, I mean, the characters have all got things in similar. Because I haven't finished it yet, so I don't know where the story is going. Story has definitely gone in a different direction to how the original games were. Even if you've seen the movie, that would be enough, like, preparation, so to speak, for this game, because it basically follows all this stuff, like, very, very loosely, basically only character names. The whole entire psychological aspect of it, I haven't been able to really test it out yet, because I've only been playing through it once, so, but when I do finish it, because apparently it's quite short, but all Silent Hill games are, I'm going to go back through it and then see how my... Because in between each, like, two-hour chunk of gameplay, you're given, like, another psych test, but because it's told as, like, a flashback through the, in the psych's office, and he gives you another test, and that you complete the test, and that affects how things appear in the... later on.
Yeah, apparently the enemy designs actually change.
Yeah, like, I mean, to give an example, recently... The latest thing that I did was I went to, like, just before you enter the school part of the game, you flash back to the psych's office and he gives you, a thing that says, choose your four favourite classes. And I chose one of them as sex ed, and all the posters and stuff in the school are all, like, sexually orientated. The enemies actually have breasts now. It just completely changes up how the game presents itself to you. I said another one of my favourite subjects was astrology, and I noticed that there's actually four classrooms in that area, and like all of them are locked except for the astrology one. But there's an art room, a science room, and all that stuff. And I'm assuming that if you choose like something else, like say art, you would go into the art room and do a puzzle in there and stuff like that. For the most part, the lighting and stuff is all really well done. Like the flashlight, and like you use the remote, get the remote's pointer to aim the flashlight, and that it all the way it casts shadows and all that stuff, it's all really, really well done. The puzzles have also like used really, really good use of the Wii remote, and there's this whole entire like this like mini like side story kind of like element where you use your phone to take photos of these like mementos or things that have strong emotional energy around them, and then and, like you hear like a voice recording or something relating to that event, and there's like all these like mini storylines within. But they have nothing to do with the main story, so they're not, like, you know, compulsory. But, yeah, it's just a nice touch as well, because it all adds... Because the game is very, very atmospheric. I don't like playing it... I'm only playing it at night time at the moment, but that's why I'm not so far in it, because I've been busy. Because I just don't want to ruin it by playing it during the day.
Apparently you don't get any weapons.
Yeah, the whole game... Yeah, I should have talked about that. The whole game is basically exploration. In between... like certain key plot points, the world changes to like the other Silent Hill. In the older games, that was like a rusty industrial kind of metal, dirty metal kind of looking place. In this one, everything turns to ice and snow and it's all frozen. It's nowhere near as, I don't think it's anywhere near as impactful as the original. But during these sequences, it's when these enemies that I was talking about come and chase you, and you've got to basically run away from them and run from one point to another point.
How long are these points in the game?
It depends on how much of a good sense of direction you have, because you've got to get from point A to point B, which is usually a place you've already been. It's like kind of like escape sequences, kind of. And it takes probably, I'd say probably 5 minutes was the, that's roughly, it could be longer.
So but some the majority, of them, sorry, the majority of the game is just exploring and story and
yeah. As I said, it's all very, very atmospheric, so it does build up stuff, and like there's not much action in it at all, which is a bit disappointing because some of the boss battles in the original game were quite good, but they've been removed. Basically, when you're running from these monsters and stuff, you can use the remote to like, as you're running, to like grab onto stuff and push it down so that the people behind, like the things chasing you, like, you know, get slowed down and stuff like that. Everything that you can actually interact with as you're running, like hot, like kind of glows like a blue kind of outline, and that it makes it so that you can decide like on the fly where you're going, which route you're going to be taking and stuff like that. It works well. It kind of reminds me of Mirror's Edge, but I don't know if you guys have played that. But it reminds me of that. I mean, the first two times it was actually quite fun. The third time they mixed it up a little bit by having like breaks where you explore an area in between and then you keep running. Like, just to build up, I'm supposing just to build up story as well. But, yeah, now it's starting to get a bit repetitive and annoying. But, I mean, you know, they didn't want to include combat, so I don't really see what else they could do to make it more interesting. But I think they should have still included a bit of combat, but there's not much you can do about that.
Well, then, isn't it apparent that there's only one enemy type in the game?
There is. Well, so far there is. And, I mean, as I said, they change. Depending on your answer to these psychological surveys and stuff like that. But, I mean, yeah, so far, they're like pink, fleshy people with no arms.
That probably would have been a good way to sort of mix it up by having... Like, granted, you got no weapons, but different enemies, so you've got to try different tactics to escape different enemies, I don't know.
Yeah, like, I mean, that is true, because all it is at the moment is just you keep running. I got to the point one time where I was just running around in circles, because it was like an apartment complex, like in the school. It's like basically a square design, so I was running around in circles until I lost them, and then I looked at my map while I could for about 5 seconds, and then, you know, worked out where I had to go from there, and that was it. It's like, I'm not disappointed, but I'm really disappointed in, like, the action sequences. I thought that would be a bit more enjoyable, but the game itself is really, really well done. Like, I can see that they want to make they've taken basically the Silent Hill series, and they want to make it their own. And, you know, they've made a Silent Hill game before, which wasn't that good. But
which game did this team make?
Silent Hill Origins before this.
That's a PSP one, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was much more creepy, but funnily enough, it actually suffered the same thing. Like, the enemies weren't that varied. It was very bare bones.
Okay.
But I really like where they're going with the story. There are some good twists, which I won't ruin, but yeah, it is interesting how they're doing things. But I think it's safe to say that Silent Hill, as we know it, is probably dead.
Okay.
But, you know.
Cool. Better or worse.
If they work on... This formula does work, but if they work on, you know, making... I really do think there should be some kind of combat. They need to ditch the whole tight ice concept. It's not scary, and it's not... It's just boring. They just need to just redesign a few things, bring back a few things from the old system, but, like, keep...
They went with the ice because, the first games have, like, ash falling down, but they wanted to have ice, you know, snow falling down in this one, so that's why they went with ice.
Oh, really? Well,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, the first game did have ash, but, I mean, I don't understand why they still decided to go with snow, really. I mean, ash wasn't a big deal, but, like, it wasn't a big story thing. It wasn't a movie, that was it, yeah.
Okay, cool. Anything else?
Not that I can... I've been playing Muramasa a bit more because I kind of neglected it when I imported it. And because it came out here, it is pretty, like, I think that everyone who plays it should probably play it on hard, because otherwise it does become a boring hack and slash.
Yep.
Whereas on the hard mode, you have to rely on the techniques and the all your different blades and stuff to get through, like, without dying. So, yeah, I'd probably recommend playing on hard. As I've said before, it's probably one of the best looking games I've ever played. But, yeah, no, really, really fun. I'm really looking forward to jumping back into it once I finish Silent Hill.
Cool. Nothing on the DS?
No, not the moment. I've lost my DS, but...
Oh, that sucks.
I think I know where it is, but I've got to go find it.
Yeah, cool. I've got a fair few to get through, so I'll go next. First off the bat, I imported a copy, because I don't know if it's come out down here yet, but I've imported it anyway. Space Invaders Extreme 2. I loved the first one when it came out for DS last year. It was probably my favourite game last year, not called Fallout 3 or World of Goo. The sequel, it's more of the same. It's just more the crazy music with all the bright visuals. Looks fantastic. The big gameplay twist this time is, whereas before, if you shot four of the same Space Invaders, same coloured Space Invaders, then another four colours, you'd go into Fever mode. This time it goes into, you shoot the four down, and then you've got a thing going up the top, which will, you've got to try and line up certain combos of Space Invaders to set off Bingo mode, which is just crazy with lots of stuff falling down on you and mental and random. Had it for about 2 weeks and I think I've absolutely hammered it. I've finished it on hard already. Absolutely loved it. But yeah, brilliant game. If you love the first one, definitely pick up this one. You weren't a fan of the first, were you, James?
I was a fan. I just didn't think that, it was just Space Invaders.
It was Space Invaders, but it was awesome.
I don't know. I just didn't like it that much.
I also imported a copy of, I'm probably going to get people laughing at me for this, but The Wizard of Oz Beyond the Yellow Brick Road for DS.
I've heard that it looks pretty good, but it's not very fun to play.
It looks amazing. It looks just drop-dead gorgeous, the graphics. I'm not that far into it. I've only gotten to the Wizard's Castle, the Emerald City. The gameplay is very much sort of Dragon-esque-y. You see your enemies on the screen and hit them one at a time, sort of dearly. Combat's it's sort of weird the way you attack in combat. Each round you get, you've got four slots of attacks to fill up each round, and each character will take up a certain amount of slots. Like Dorothy takes up one slot, or Scarecrow uses one, Lion uses two, and Tin Man uses three. So if you can use, you can go one turn using Tin Man and Dorothy, or you can just do four Dorothy attacks. Which I think it's a nice little twist.
What are like their powers and stuff? Like what?
I think they've got. Oh, they just attack. I think they get magic or something. But I'm not that far into it yet, really. So I'm not sure. It does seem a very sort of generic thus far. It's a bit of a shame, because I'm sort of a fan of the Wizard of Oz series, not so much from the movie, but just from like other stuff of it. It's just a bit of a shame that they aren't really sticking to the storyline, I guess, as close as I'd like. It's just, there's the wizard, and he wants you to go kill these four witches, which just sort of annoys me when they could have played around with the whole Wizard of Oz stuff a lot more than they did. But, I mean, it's a pretty good game. I don't think it's going to come out down here. If you're a hardcore RPG fan, I'd probably suggest picking it up, maybe. But this year's been really good for DS for RPGs. There are a lot of other better ones around. Another two ones I imported, I picked up a copy of Phantasy Star Zero. Not that all that far into it. I've only played a little bit of the first mission and then went back to playing Space Invaders. Picked up Nostalgia. Again, I'm probably only half an hour into that. It looks like it's the uses the same graphic engine as the Final Fantasy DS games do. From what I want to play more of it. It's nice that the setting sort of like an old or very steampunk. I'll probably talk more about that when I've played it more next time. What else came out? We finally got Mighty Flip Champs on DSiWare. Did you pick this up, didn't you, Vuk?
Yeah, I only played a couple of levels there.
How far did you get into it? Great to finally be getting some decent Way Forward games down here.
Any Way Forward games.
Yeah, okay. We've gotten a few before, like Daffy Duck, Duck and Muck, or whatever it's called.
Well, now I'm happy.
We didn't get Contra. Did we get Contra 4?
Probably. Who knows?
Don't you seem to get Contra games down here. Great little puzzle platformer. The whole deal of the game is that you've got, you control what's going on the top screen, so you've got to try and get to this pig or frog or whatever in every level. To get to him, you move to a spot, and then you've got to sort of match up where you would be on the bottom screen, and then you flip the screens over, then you can proceed. It's sort of hard to explain. There's probably some videos going around of online. I'm up to the third world and really, really enjoying it. Just they've put a whole lot of effort into it. Fantastic game. I think it's 800 points on DSiWare, so you might want to check that out. Also got Reflect Missile off DSiWare. I'll probably talk more about that later, next time when I've played a bit more of it. But it's made by Q Games. Awesome little game, 500 points. I've played New Super Mario Brothers, and I'm going to go to say I really don't like it. It just sort of rubs me up the wrong way.
You'd be the only one.
I know, the controls just feel so floaty.
It's the same controls as every single Mario game for the last 25 years.
It's just the way he moves and slides around. It just
like he did in Super Mario Bros. 3, Super Mario Bros. 2, Super Mario World.
Haven't you been playing Little Big Planet recently?
Yeah,
you're probably used to that, and that has crap control.
Pretty much.
Probably more because of Gianna Sisters on DS has really tight controls. So I don't know, but I don't know, I played it and I just sort of wasn't really feeling it.
Plus you're playing it by yourself.
It shouldn't matter. I mean, it's designed for single player as well as multiplayer.
Yeah, but it's more fun.
Whatever. I'll probably try and get back into it. I really do want to give it a chance. Only other thing I've been playing on Wii is I've lit on WiiWare, which is this nice little survival horror puzzle sort of game. Doesn't really give you much on the storyline other than you're pretty much trapped in a school and all the lights have gone out and there are all these monsters in the shadows. So the whole idea of the game is you've got to create light so you can make a path for yourself to get to the door on the other side. It's very clever with the way they've got like they'll give you stuff with You'll get like a slingshot so you can open up a window which will make a beam of light so you can walk up a path. Then you need to turn a TV on which will make some more light and then turn some switches on. But you need to be careful because if you put too many lights on, you'll blow a fuse and then the monsters will come and get you. Really, really good little game. Again, made by Way Forward. I don't know why it's taking them so long to get their games out down here, but I'll definitely pick that one up. I think you might like it, James. You like survival horror.
Yeah, I've heard about it, but it's only on DSiWare, hey?
No, it's WiiWare.
Oh, right, yeah. I might try it.
It's really good. I've never really played a survival horror puzzle game before. So, and it's a survival horror game that I can actually play because it doesn't scare me half to death. And one last thing I picked up, because I got Spirit Tracks, but I don't want to play Spirit Tracks until I finished Phantom Hourglass, so I'm trying to power my way through that. I'm up to the final dungeon now. That's about it for me. Anthony, anything?
Afraid to say no. I played about an hour and a half of World Ends With You this week, and that was about it.
Are you up to the second week now, or past that?
Oh, yeah, I'm well and truly into that one. We're coming into the third week pretty soon, but yeah.
Yeah, you know who the partner is for the third week, right?
Well, I've checked the manual, so...
Okay, fair enough. Okay, we'll leave it there for games played then, and we'll be back after a quick break and get into news. Welcome back. I guess news. Just head straight into it. I've really got to find a better way to segue. Crap. Mega Man 10 has just been announced for the downloadable services. Definitely coming to WiiWare at this stage. I'm not sure about the other ones. It's follow-up to last year's Mega Man 9, obviously as the name says. It's keeping with the retro-tastic styling of the last one. Which, Mega Man 9 must have sold pretty well then if they're making a sequel for it, or...
Didn't it go on the Xbox as well, though?
It was on everything.
Yeah, and PS3. Yeah. PS3. Well, this one is coming to the other systems, as far as I'm aware. Not much has really been said about it yet, because, I mean, it's just sort of been unveiled via a cover from the next issue of Nintendo Power. All we really know at this stage is one of the robot masters is going to be called Sheep Man. So, again, we're back to running out of ideas for decent... robot masters. And yeah, this is Mega Man 10, not Mega Man X or whatever as the news site says. Anyone else but me really looking forward to this?
I honestly was put off by number 10. I mean, nice. Mega Man 9. It was way too hard. Like, it was retardedly hard, and I couldn't make any progress at all, so I just gave up.
It was up there with 2 and 3.
I mean, I think it's good that it was, you know, there was that old school kind of feel for it and stuff, but I mean, as I've said before, if it's not playable for me, but I mean, you know. And I think, you know, these projects compared to Capcom's other project, well, everyone's other projects are quite low budget, like, to work on, and, you know, I'm sure they would have reaped quite a bit of profit from the original game, so it makes sense if they're making another one, like, in the same style.
Probably the same with the Konami Rebirth series. Like, they can't cost that much to make either. I know, I was kind of hoping that instead of doing... I mean, I like that Mega Man 9 exists, but I was just sort of hoping they'd more just leave it as their own thing and just let the Mega Man series end from there. I was kind of hoping that they would go for a new Mega Man X game, but in the classic X style.
Yeah.
Probably cost them $2 to make. So, they can do it again.
Team of three or four guys.
They probably got the janitor and the receptionist to just work on it after hours.
Well,
it's being a bit harsh, but...
I mean, okay, just... would you rather Mega Man 10 or Mega Man Network Battles 8 or whatever it is?
No, they've been copying and pasting those games for the last 10 years as well.
What's the current...
Yeah, there's only 80 people working on this.
Sorry?
There's only 80 people working on this, and it's the same team that did 9.
80?
Hang on. 80 people.
80 people.
Things are messed up when more people are working on Mega Man 10 than the whole Wii game.
Well, there's 80... Okay, wait, no, wait. Maybe I
thought it was like 80 or 10 people.
The company has 80 people. Like, there's 80 people working for that company.
Oh, yeah, what is it called? Inishi Creates or whatever they're called?
They're Capcom people.
Capcom's not even making it.
Capcom's 9 either.
They farmed it out to this company. Like the company that makes that made 9 has been working on the Mega Man games for a while. They made the
Mega
Man
Capcom
ZX games.
Too.
Yeah. So
they're
I mean the same
Capcom
as
stuff.
It's probably like the same as Brownie Brown is for Nintendo, just like Capcom Second Party or whatever. Where else? Yeah, they these guys made all the Mega Man Zero games and all that, so awesome. That's enough Mega Man. Some news that might excite Anthony. Puzzle Quest 2 has been announced for the DS.
Yeah, pretty old news.
Sorry?
Pretty old news. I was excited about it then.
Okay, cool. I've never played Puzzle Quest before, so awesome.
Yeah, I told you. Move on.
Move on, okay.
Yeah.
Next news, what else has been announced? More stuff I really don't care about. Sonic's Classic Collection officially announced for the Nintendo DS. It's going to be coming to the DS is the first four Sonic games, isn't it?
Yeah, Sonic 1, 2, 3, and Sonic & Knuckles.
Are they just going to be straight emulation of the original ones, or are they getting a redo, or...?
No, they're pretty much emulations, but they've got a save state thing on them, so you can save... Yay. And I asked Sega if it's got the lock-on mode, and they don't know yet. Well, Sega Australia don't know or can't tell me yet, but they will when they find out.
I'd be interested to see how much they'd be charging for this as well.
$50 maximum, you'd think, wouldn't you?
I don't think that's too much, because you look at what came out for the 360 with the Sonic's Ultimate Genesis Collection or whatever, and that has all those games, plus a whole heap other for more or less $70.
$80,
wasn't
it? Yeah.
It was $80. Hang on, I might have the release list with the cost. So, what is it, Sonic Collection? Price to be announced. So, still coming.
I know. That's the one thing that sort of annoys me. I think the price is going to be a bit steep for it when you look at what's available on other...
How much are the Sonic games on the WiiWare?
$8 each.
Oh, well, there you go.
$8 each.
You can emulate them on your DS anyway.
If you've got one of those.
Yeah, we can't talk about that, though.
Well, I can't, because I've got a DSi. Not that I would get one of those stupid things.
It works on the DSi. I don't believe the hype. I was emulating the Mac OS 5 or 6, some piece of crap old one on it. That was funny. And then I played
emulating Mac OS on the DS?
Yeah.
That's quite good, actually. Henry Hadsworth sneaks onto Australian stores. Yeah, there was a story earlier this year that EA has said that they weren't going to release the game down here, despite the fact it had been OFLC rated. Seems a lot of stores are actually importing the game and putting it on their pre-owned shelves.
Yeah, someone told me about this, but I won't say who because I could get them in trouble.
But yeah, I mean, it's sort of quite... Should we say the stores that are doing it, or...?
Well, it's all of them, basically. Okay. I mean, there's at least three or four in WA, so I mean, if, you know, WA is getting them, it must be the rest of them.
It doesn't make sense. Because so far they've only been cited at EB Games, but it's only on their website. On their website, sorry.
Yeah, so someone told me that they're getting them sealed and opening them, so, and EA doesn't have a problem with it either, someone told me as well.
Yeah, Nintendo gets crappy at other stores for importing games. I guess that's different, that Nintendo does intend to release those games. EA has actually said, we're not going to release this game down here.
So, I mean, the thing is, EA would have paid for that game to be classified, and now, EB are selling it. I mean, this is the first time a big box retailer, Game Traders do it, we know that.
That's gotten game traders in a lot of trouble with Nintendo. They're more or less being blacklisted by Nintendo because of it.
Yeah, they don't get games on time. They get games, one or two copies of it, and they shortage. They get strangled on Wii controls and things like that.
Which is fair. I mean, that's the risk game traders has taken, and you could argue whether it's paid off for them.
I mean, some people ask me are they indeed, you know, brand new copies just being sold as pre-owned? Well, one, they've got the sticker, the big yellow sticker on them from a head office, which means they're a pre-owned game, not a one printed in the store. And two, they're in immaculate condition. The manuals are all in perfect condition. The rating has been scrubbed out by EB, obviously.
They've dumped
Stickers on the box, but on the actual cartridge, they've rubbed out the ESRB.
Oh, really?
With a Sharpie pen.
Oh, cool. I'm glad I imported it now. No point arguing about why they did it, but everyone who... This is probably my favourite DS game released this year. I would suggest everyone pick it up because it is an amazing game.
It is very hard, though.
Oh, it's hard, but it's so worth it. Like, when I fire
Has EA
off,
commented on this?
Nah, there's basically no point. I mean, I probably could email them, but, I mean, what are they going to say? Shops are free to do what they want, I suppose. I mean, the same person who told me about this, and the head office sending them out, well, someone else actually said that they're not just doing it for these, they're doing it for other games as well, because they can get them from the US and get them cheaper than what they're getting them here through the Australian distributors, and not just like Henry Hatsworth that's unreleased here.
I mean, it's just the way the Aussie dollar is doing so strong right now. It costs what, buy a brand new DS game is like excluding shipping, is around about $30. I don't know if you're buying wholesale. I mean, that would probably even be cheaper.
I mean, they can go to like EB Games or GameStop in the US because I mean they're the same company, and say, all right, you've got 10 boxes of Imagine horse riding. Whatever sitting around, send us 3 for this price, and they work.
And we'll send you 5 copies of Gianna Sisters.
Yeah, pretty much. That might be a stretch, though.
Everyone should have Gianna Sisters. It's awesome.
No.
Definitely pick it up. The game. It's one of the best games on the DS. Easily worth the $45 they're selling it for. Next story, might as well just go into some sales figures that have been released over the last couple of weeks.
I thought we were talking about EA first.
Oh, I can jump around a bit if I guess. Okay, EA. EA Montreal is shifting focus from the Wii. One EA studio says it's moving away from the Wii titles to action titles and HD quality products. EA Montreal has created a ton of games for the DS, like Boogie, Skate It, Need for Speed Nitro. For the Wii. However, the development team now thinks that with the Wii market becoming more unpredictable, they are going to have to move their focus from the Wii to creating more action titles for HD quality products.
Because that's working so well for them now, isn't it?
Yeah.
All their games are rubbish.
No, I've heard really good stuff about Need for Speed Nitro.
They're switching away from Wii development and they want to make... They made Army of 2, didn't they? They want to make more games like that. Mirror's Edge didn't do that well. Dead Space didn't do that well. I mean...
Neither of them are EA Montreal, though.
I mean, EA's portfolio.
Here's a list of games EA Montreal has made. SSX on Tour for the PSP. NHL 07, SSX Blur for the Wii, which is an amazing game. Boogie, Army of 2 for the 360 and PS3. Boogie Superstar for the Wii. Skate It for the Wii. Need for Speed Nitro for the Wii. Army of 2, the 40th Day.
The problem is...
And we got Spore Hero. I don't know if that's come out yet.
The problem is they all bet on the HD consoles. They got proven wrong, then decided, oh, we need to do something as a snap reaction. So I think it must have been 2007 or 2008, they all released a whole bunch of crappy Wii games just to, like, you know, put them out there, and they sold not too bad. So the next year they thought, all right, we need to try the Wii market again, so let's do it again, and we'll put, you know, this amount of people on it, double the amount, but still nowhere near the amount of money or budget spent on a big title. And that did all right. Then this year they've gone and done Dead Space Extraction and Need for Speed Nitro, and they've all bombed because they're just, what they're doing is they're dumbing it down, and people don't want that. The Wii market is different, yes, but if you're going to make Dead Space Extraction, even though it's a bloody good game, it's still not Dead Space. No one who bought it on the Xbox is going to buy it on the Wii because it's on rails, and no one who buys Wii Sports Resort is going to buy Dead Space Extraction. They blew the market, the third-party companies.
EA did all right the first year for the Wii. They bought out Godfather Blackhand Edition. They bought out.
Yeah, but these are all ports and half-assed editions.
SSX Blur wasn't half-assed. That was a really good effort.
It was half-assed. Godfather was a port. What else did they do in the first year? Carbon was a port. Everything is a port or a scaled-down version or a, you know, a spin-off or using the same name but different. they're not making games for the Wii. They're making games that they think Wii people would buy.
They did that Medal of Honor Heroes too.
Yeah, but I mean, they did that with a minimal amount of, you know, minimal amount of effort. Just like Call of Duty Modern Warfare Reflex has been squeezed into the Wii. If they had done and put all the effort they put into Need for Speed Nitro and like Rabbids Go Home and
Rabbids Go Home's another developer.
But third parties in general, if they hadn't put the effort in the first place, rather than waiting 2 years to test the market with crap and flood it with crap, then they wouldn't be in this position. They've done it to themselves.
I still stand by the fact, I think EA did all right the first year of the Wii, but a lot of other... I mean, it's just that... I think the first year for the Wii has done so much damage to the system, even though we did have...
It wasn't the first year. The first year had ports of launch ports, which is what's expected at a launch. You know, look at the Xbox 360. They had like Tony Hawk and Far Cry. They were Xbox ports.
What I mean is, it's sort of like there was a good 6 months in 2007 for the Wii that just sort of nothing really came out before Metroid Prime 3 sort of got the ball rolling with all the good Christmas titles. And yeah. I think it's around then that a lot of the hardcore gamers... I mean, the Wii's got an uphill battle anyway in that it's not the big, impressive graphic system, so a lot of hardcore gamers do look down on it anyway. But it's just sort of that 6 months, I think, that is... And it's not just that. There's been a couple more times where it's just been dead for a couple of months.
And a lot of
the hardcore gamers have just jumped off because they don't care. And then when good stuff does get released, they don't get bought.
And the thing was that they all sold their consoles because the trading values for them was still obscene, so they nearly got all their money back.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they're not going to go back to the Wii now because the Wii has no games. That's what they think, you know?
Despite the fact every time a good Wii game comes out, what's the first post you see on a NeoGAF thread? If it was on a system I had.
Yeah, but GAF isn't a yardstick for the entire world.
Yes, it is. I mean, the same. Like Ubisoft has announced something similar that they are scaling back Wii production because they've been burnt on it as well.
They did that to themselves.
Yeah, I mean, if EA, if Ubisoft had released games that didn't end with Zed or whatever, because they have just. I mean, sure, one or two of them's good, but when you saturate the market with all those games, no one's going to buy it.
I mean, there was a thread I read somewhere on a forum the other day that was like a round table of why we third-party developers are giving up. It's because there's like 17 different sport mini-game compilations, and then there's like 6, or, you know, 10 or so carnival game-esque type games, and then all they did was try and rip off Nintendo, who did it first, and they never moved on from that.
Pretty much happened with any Nintendo console since, I mean, the 64, like, Nintendo did really well with GoldenEye, so what happens with the N64? It gets flooded with first-person shooters.
Yeah.
And the similar happened to the GameCube, and...
Yeah, they say, oh, we won't make any games on the Wii because we're not sure if they'll sell. The Wii starts selling, so they go, all right, we'll put a couple of test games out there, and... with no advertising or no marketing or no effort, and then they bomb, and then they go, oh, well, it didn't sell any well, so we won't be bothering to make any.
I mean, it is also part of the problem when making a game for a Nintendo system. Most people buy a Nintendo system for Nintendo games.
Yeah, I mean, there is that as well, but there's just as many people now, especially with the, you know, the Blue Ocean crowd, that who are buying games that aren't Nintendo because... they want to try something different.
Yeah, but are those people going to buy No More Heroes or Deadly Creatures or stuff like that?
Of course not.
No, they're not, because they're not getting advertised. They're not aware of it. And then the people who would have bought it have already sold their Wii because they got, you know, 6 different editions of mini sports games, you know?
I'm really interested to see how No More Heroes 2 sells, because I sort of got a feeling it might sell worse than the first one.
It'll bomb like hell.
Well, because the first one's now coming out for the other systems, so a lot of people who may have bought it are just going to say, well, I'm just going to more or less wait till it comes out of my system.
I mean, look at the situation for like action-adventure games. You got Red Steel 2. Red Steel came out at launch, sold a bundle because it was a launch game and it was one of the half-decent, you know, mature games.
I wouldn't say it was decent.
That got people hooked to start with, right? Then Resident Evil 4 Wii Edition came out, and that sold 1 million copies despite already selling, you know, 500,000 on the GameCube and 1 million on the PS2 already. So after Resident Evil 4, what came out after that? Nothing. No one tried to make another
Umbrella Chronicles?
Yeah, a rail shooter. They went, I mean, the rail shooter
has become, was sort of saturated the market with
but there's the stigma that if it's a light gun game, it's not a real shooter. I mean, that's, you can't avoid that. I mean, Umbrella Chronicles was good, but it was a very, very lazy game. I mean, it wasn't that hard to make. They didn't make another Resident Evil epic, did they? Darkside Chronicles fixes that a bit, but it's too late now. That's not, I haven't heard that well at Seoul, but it's not going to sell that well. The boat has gone, I think, and the only way it's going to come back is if Nintendo uses the billions of dollars they're making to money hat developers and get them to make games on Wii.
They won't.
Which they won't.
Because Nintendo's stubborn. They got to think, well, if you don't want to develop for us, we don't need you.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I mean, again, like, Nintendo's still making an ass ton of sales, as we'll get to in a minute.
I mean, look at Mario Kart. It sold 300,000 on the US charts, and it came out a year ago. It was in the top 10 last month.
It's still charting.
Yeah, 300,000 copies. And I mean, not even, like the top 10 for the NPD this month in America, which is probably the best yardstick for measuring these things. The Japanese market, the Wii's needs got a boost this week because New Super Mario Bros. Came out, but that's in the doldrums as well. But I mean, the charts this week were Modern Warfare 2, 1 and 2.
Well, we may as well just go into that now. We'll just go into the sales. Yeah. So yeah, as Luke's saying, we've just had the big Thanksgiving November. The November NPDs have come out for the US. Nintendo has done very, very, very well for themselves. The Wii has sold, for the month of November, 1.26 million units. And the DS has sold 1.7 million units.
Which is a record. Combined DSi, DSY?
Yeah, it's combined.
You'll probably find that's only 10% DS lights anyway. Now, no one's buying lights. People are happy to pay more for DSi.
A lot of that's got to be due to the Black Friday sales and all that.
Oh,
right?
Definitely, yeah.
November's a pretty big shopping period for the US. Game sale, New Super Mario Brothers did all right, but it was squashed by the juggernaut that is Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. However, I think probably most people, like, New Super Mario Brothers is going to sell for a lot longer.
Yeah, definitely. It's, I mean, look at the Australian charts. The first week it was squashed by Modern Warfare.
Yeah.
Now it's overtaken it for the last 3 weeks, and it probably won't move until maybe Bayonetta or Bioshock comes out in March. I don't even think Bayonetta will sell that well here, to be honest.
To see.
I mean, it has a half, big titted chick on the front, so it might.
That tends to have the opposite effect. Everyone goes, oh, this game is for teenagers and it's all about titties, it's not going to be any good. And then,
well, those people are silly.
Well, people did the same with other games, like, people dismissed Tomb Raider and Soul Calibur.
Tomb Raider sold, when Tomb Raider first came out, it sold really well.
Oh, but the latest
people have been
one,
burned. I think people are just burned out on Tomb Raider, to be honest.
It'll be interesting to see what Square Enix do with it now they own Eidos.
They won't do anything.
She'll probably look more like a guy.
There's multiplayer now.
Androgynous looking. She'll have zippers everywhere. Carry a big sword 5 times as big as her.
Spiky hair.
Eidos still exists. It's just Square Enix own the company.
I know. I'm stirring.
He's being a smartass.
I'm on the internet. I'm allowed to. Coming, six on the list, we have Wii Sports Resort New Super Mario Bros. Wii sold 1.39 million copies during its first month. Wii Sports Resort came in at number 6 on the charts. Oh, hang on. Yeah, number 6. That sold 720,000 units. Wii Fit Plus coming in just below it at 7. Sold
That's crazy. I mean, that's just basically an expansion pack.
Yeah.
And I mean,
selling close to 700,000 units.
Yeah.
And coming at number 10, Mario Kart with the Wheel. As Vuk said, it's over a year and a half old, and it's selling close to 320,000 units.
So, I mean, I think the top 20 has now been released. And there's new games like, Where's the list? Let me bring it up quickly. I mean, Mario Kart's in 10, but then there's still brand new games. Like, I mean, in 11, 12... In 11 is Wii Play, 12 Mario and Sonic.
I love Wii Play. It's awesome.
13 is Value Game Bundle, which I'm not sure it is. I think that's good. I think that's Guitar Hero or something. Then you got Bowser's Inside Story at 14.
Awesome.
The next non-Nintendo game is at 15 with Dragon Age. And then you got God of War Collection, which is a PS2 game, at 17. And then Halo, which came out months ago. Borderlands, which came out last month. And Madden, which came out months ago as well. There's no new games for the other consoles apart from Dragon Age.
And the Call of Duty games.
Outside the top 10.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean...
You know, it makes you surprised that that's not there. New Super Mario Bros. DS and Mario Kart DS, because they usually sell pretty well.
I think the Wii version would cannibalise the sales of the DS version at least a little bit.
Yeah. Sticking with sales for New Super Mario Bros. In Japan, New Super Mario Bros. Has sold in its opening week. Oh, hang on, what's this? Wii sales have gotten a pretty big boost thanks to the launch of New Super Mario Bros. Wii in Japan, with console sales doubling on previous weeks, bringing it up to 106,000 units sold. It's good news for Wii sales have been slumping all this year, so it's good to see it catching up a bit. Japan's had a price drop, haven't they?
Yes, I think they've got the black one was a while ago, but yeah, they had a price drop recently, and now New Super Mario Bros. They've also got pink and blue Wii remotes as well, so that might have helped. I don't know.
Is there a Monster Hunter bundle for the Wii in Japan?
There was. It had the black Wii remote, black classic controller, and the game.
Wonder how that went. Anyway, DSi is also doing very well down there. The DSi LL and the DSi are selling on close to par with each other at 53,000 units for the DSi LL and 51,000 for the DSi.
That's crazy. The DSi LL is not only figuratively, it's literally huge as well.
DS Lite's selling just over 8,000 units, which is a lot more than the PSP Go. Shut up. It's awesome. I mean, I want to buy a DSi LL, so I can't talk.
I figured that'd be pretty cool to have, but, I mean...
It's more just because of the region locking of the DSi, so I'm not sure if I'm going to get a US one or a Japanese one, but I'm looking at getting one.
Probably get a Japanese one, even though it's all in Japanese.
Well, there's some US games that might... I wouldn't have had to wait this long for Mighty Flip Champs. Nintendo DS sales still going strong. In UK, it has surpassed the PS2 in terms of sales of... total sales. The Nintendo DS is over 10.5 million units, whereas the PS2 currently sits at 10.2 million units. It's just great compliment to the DSIs, to just how well the DS brand's going. It's just sort of like, it's been 5 years since it came out, and I can just still remember people laughing at it before it was announced at E3, and now it's set to be the biggest selling console of all time, which is just mind-blowing. And sales obviously can't all be good. The latest game in the Tony Hawk series has only sold in the US 114,000 units across all platforms. Latest one's being Tony Hawk Ride. I think a lot of people attribute to the fact that the game has a high price tag because it comes with a skateboard controller thing.
And it's pretty crap. I feel a bit sorry for the development team, who probably wanted to spend more time with it, but, you know, Activision Overlords rushed it.
Yeah, I mean, Tony Hawk himself has been really battling hard for this one, but it's just... It's feel like... Remember when Tony Hawk 2 came out, and the franchise was so awesome, but it's just gotten so stagnant and boring now, it's like... Might be time to see an end to the franchise, you think?
Yeah, I think the Giant Bomb review summed it up best. Whoever has the exit clause in the contract should... take it.
Yeah.
It's like beating a dead horse, and then, like, instead of you just blood everywhere, you're getting down to the bone by now.
The last good Tony Hawk game I played was Skateland on the DS.
That was the last good one. That was excellent.
It's online.
Did you guys hear about what Tony Hawk said on his Twitter?
Oh, he got really aggro at people knocking it, eh?
As most snarky critics had their minds set before ever seeing and playing the game, I'm proud of what we created. It's innovative, responsive, and fun.
Innovative, yes. Fun, maybe. Responsive, no.
Apparently Bulldogs like playing it.
Yes, that was a viral video, you realise.
Yeah, I know. Activision's been pretty good at doing that. Like, remember the Guitar Hero bike one they did last year?
The risky business piss take.
No, it was with the guys riding... the guy was riding his bike and had Living in Prison of Society playing, and he was hitting the notes on the ground. But it looked really
good. Oh, yeah. Those things are too viral, you know what I mean? Like, they're so good that they're obviously fake, and they don't work. I mean, who bought that game because of that? Not me.
I bought it beforehand. Two more pieces of news. The Legend of Zelda... he's a director, isn't he? EJ Anuma has he's pretty much more or less criticised the N64 masterpiece, The Ocarina of Time, saying it's not that good today.
No, it doesn't hold up as well today, I think.
Yeah, no. I mean, just pretty
what
much...
are you all talking about? Apart from the graphics, Ocarina of Time holds up perfect.
No, but this is the director of the game saying that to today's standards, Ocarina of Time. You don't agree with a guy who made the game?
No.
So you think even if, say, Ocarina of Time came out today with, like, the Twilight Princess engine, and we hadn't played Twilight Princess...
it'd be the best game ever.
You still think it would?
Yeah.
I'm not the biggest. I mean, I'm squarely in the Majora's Mask is a better game camp.
I think Spirit Tracks is Majora's Mask, but that's another story.
Okay. I mean, there is a lot wrong. I mean, I don't know. I think the main thing that holds me back from Ocarina of Time is the graphics. They just feel really clunky and dated and old, and there's just a lot of other bits and pieces here and there that just sort of, I don't know, don't really feel that crash hot.
When I went back to play Master Quest, it took a really long time to get used to the graphics because bad even for Nintendo 64 graphics. But once I got into the game, I just had as much fun as I did when I played it for the first time.
I still think it's a fun game, but I mean, I don't think it would stand up to things released today, mainly because of the clunky controls and the Z targeting.
Oh no, Z targeting's fine. Targeting's brilliant.
Just the way it works now, I think. Needs a bit more fluidity. I can't go back and play the GameCube version of Twilight Princess anymore. It's just so backward, literally. But
one last story. James, you're a fan of Clover Studios. Can you pronounce his name?
He doesn't know. I think he died.
James?
Hideki Kamiya.
Okay, Hideki Kamiya. Has said he would like to finish the Beautiful Joe story someday. The ex-Clover Studio member says he wouldn't like to make another Okami game now, as he doesn't feel it's his after someone else is making another one. However, I'm pretty sure that Clover made all of the Beautiful Joe games, didn't they? Even the fighting one?
Well, I was under the impression... I wasn't aware that they made the first one, but, I mean... No, they probably did, actually. Well, I'm not making much sense now. I'm pretty sure they did.
But yeah, so yeah, it's probably because he still feels that Beautiful Joe is his series. He would like to have another crack at it, which I think we would all love to see him have another crack at it, because the VJ games are a bit of all right.
I reckon they're awesome, and I want them to make another one.
Do you think one would go well on the Wii?
It would go well on anything. They could, like, my biggest, like, because, I mean, at the biggest thing that everyone keeps coming back to is that at the end of the first game, they say that there's going to be three more games, and
well, there
now
is,
everyone's... Yeah, everyone's...
And there was also
going
to be five Capcom games for the GameCube, but that never panned out, did it?
Well, no, we got four, and one of them was, I think... No, none of them ended up being just for Nintendo, did they?
What?
Did PNO5, or whatever it's called, did that go to PS2?
PN3 didn't. It's the only game that stayed on GameCube.
Is that good?
Everyone thinks it's crap, but I reckon it's really good.
What's this, PN03?
Yeah.
I think the chicken is alright, but that's about it.
And yet you're not going to play it now. Yeah.
No, I only play good games.
I mean, they have made three Beautiful Joe games, haven't they? They've made... There's 1, 2, and then there's Double Trouble on the DS.
And there's Red Hot Rumble. So there's been four games, but Red Hot Rumble and Double Trouble were pretty disappointing.
I haven't finished Double Trouble. For what I played of it, was all right.
But, I mean, I really wish that they would just create another one, because it is a fun... I think it's a fun, interesting franchise.
It was a game we needed when the GameCube came out. There wasn't anything like it. But we need... Maybe the Wii needs it as well, considering what's going on with third parties lately.
I don't know. But getting back to the third party thing, I'm sort of thinking it might be too late for the Wii anyway, so... Might have to wait till the next console again. You sort of wonder if we're ever going to get out of this.
I don't think it's going to get out of it. I mean, there's more to it than just the games that are coming out. As someone who hardly even touches their Nintendo...
You don't play any Nintendo, to be fair.
I turn the Xbox on whenever I want to do a whole heap of things. I just want to check who's on MSN, or if I want to watch a DVD, I turn the Xbox on, and there it is, you know, pumping me full of different demos which I didn't know were out. And then I go and play those demos, enjoy them, and then I go out and buy the games.
You know, WiiWare has demos too.
Well, yeah, I'm aware of that, and I've been playing them, and so far I don't like them. But
Have you played
not like World of Good?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I don't like it.
Oh, I'm booting him. Where's the boot button?
Anyway,
I think the
Wii is just lagging way too much in terms of other things apart from the graphics, and that's like the online games and the community, etc., and the demos and all the stuff that I care about. Nintendo going in this other direction, and they're releasing stuff like, you know, get your fortunes told on Nintendo Channel and shit that don't matter.
I know.
What are you guys saying? Let's all talk about Civilization for 5 hours.
I love the Wii and all, but I agree the Wii's sort of been, somewhat underwhelming. I've been more like, the DS has just had me hook, line, and sinker this generation.
You guys are mad if you think the Wii has been boring this year. Mad.
No, I mean, it's not being boring, but I've been enjoying my DS a lot more. I don't think it's boring.
I've had a lot of fun with Dead Space, Extraction, Darkside Chronicles, what else?
Hang on. So are we talking about the year in review? Let's save that for after the break in the Hot Topic. Discussing before that brief musical interlude about how this year's been for the Wii. So you may as well just sort of pick up where we left off. James, you're talking about a few good Wii titles that have tickled
your
fancy.
Because you said that, you know, you didn't have much fun with the Wii this year.
I've bought a lot of games for the Wii this year, but I don't know. It's just...
Can't backpedal now, that's what you said.
I can, because I can just edit it out.
Damage has been done. I reckon that, like, I mean, if we go back, you know, in January we had Deadly Creatures, and that was quite okay. I didn't play that much. I didn't really jump on the hype wagon for that too much.
I wanted to get it, but I just sort of lost interest before it came in.
Yeah. As I was saying...
The problem with the Wii this year was that the first half of the year, Nintendo released nothing but GameCube games. That's what
they released something cool. No, yeah, it was dead, wasn't it?
There was new play control, this new play control, that new play control, something else, and that's about it. And after the Christmas it had the year before with just Animal Crossing and Wii Music, there was basically probably 8-12 months of Wii had nothing at all. That's how bad it was. The thing is that once the year started, third parties took over, and then Nintendo caught back up in the second half of the year. Off the top, I've got this list. I'm going to go through Wii games really quickly. These are probably... there's probably others I've forgotten, but there's probably about 20 games here that the Wii had that were good this year, and they're sort of in release order. We've got Deadly Creatures, Dead Space Extraction.
They're not in release order.
Not in release order. I put Dead Rising in because it was fun, but it was crap. But I wouldn't call that a must-have game, but it was an alright game. Mad World, New Super Mario Bros. Wii, Darkside Chronicles, Wii Sports Resort, Muramasa, Boom Blocks Bash Party, House of Dead Overkill. Then we had Motion Plus, and we had Tiger Woods, Grand Slam Tennis, Virtua Tennis. We had Ghostbusters, The Conduit, Little King's Story, Metro Prime Trilogy, which was admittedly a rehash, but they all were redone. Cursed Mountain, Beatles Rock Band, Spyborgs, which was semi-alright, Wii Fit Plus, Mario and Sonic, DJ Hero, Rabbids Go Home, Formula One, Resident Evil, Tony Hawk Ride, LOL, Modern Warfare 2, which was a Modern Warfare 1, which was a surprise, but, you know, it was a hash job. Crystal Chronicles, which is out later this year, still coming.
The new one's out early next year for us. We did, I mean, there was a few Crystal Chronicles stuff that came out for you this year. There was one for WiiWare and the other one, Echoes of Time, which is a port of the DS version.
I mean, and there was also Excitebots that never came out, Another Code that never came out, and Punch-Out that only got a limited release. Those three games should have been in the first half of the year, and I have no idea why they weren't.
I mean,
so to say there was a shortage of Wii games this year is complete crap, because even if you don't like all of those games on those lists, there should be at least three or four games alone, if you're really picky, that you'd like.
There has been, I mean, I've picked up a fair, I've picked up Mad World, I think it's on the wrapper actually, because I saw it there for cheap. I wasn't a big fan of New Super Mario Bros. Wii, again, I probably feel bad for it, I probably should give it another shot. Boyne's Blob was excellent.
The DS this year wasn't as good though, I don't think.
I think DS had an amazing year, I'll get to that in a minute.
We had what, another Pokemon game that was the same game, we had another Fire Emblem game that was a remake, we had Dragon Quest which was a remake.
Well, hang on, the DS hasn't had a Fire Emblem game yet, so I think that's good.
Yeah, there was two of them, wasn't it?
It's only had one. We'll get to DS in a minute. What else have I picked up? I picked up Mushroom Men, which I had a lot of fun with, but probably my standout game for the Wii for the year is just Metroid Prime Trilogy, because it just sort of, I don't know, it's a great deal. It just sort of made all those three games a lot more accessible.
I think we can include that game if you're talking about the US version, because there's no point buying the Aussie version in the boring case. There's nothing special about it.
You know what's funny? I go to EB, and they sell Metroid Prime Trilogy for $100, and how much is Metroid 3 Corruption sitting right next to it? The exact same price.
Yeah, but that's because EB idiots. Well, they are.
I reckon the Wii's had a great, like, this year's been good for the Wii. I know, I think it's just a little bit too little, it's just been a bit too late.
Nah,
what's happened before it? It's just those two years before.
The first half of the year sucked. There was moments of goodness with House of the Dead and things like that.
Well, it's not just the first half of this year. It's also the second half of last year. It's just all sort of fallen apart in that, like, that 12-month time frame where nothing came out.
Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen with the Wii Motion Plus? Do you think we're going to have a slow period for it too?
I can't see people using it at all. I mean, Ubisoft's just announced a couple of games that are going to use it, but it's Racket Sports, which is basically Wii Sports Resort again. So I don't get it.
Look, do you think the developers are eventually going to make a handful of decent games for it, or do you think it's just going to...
I think one or two games are supported, and that's about it. I think if we do see a refreshed Wii this year, Motion Plus will be incorporated into it, and that might get people into it. But there is already, 80 million Wiis out there, or something like that? It's too late. It's going to be the N64 expansion pack all over again.
I mean, it's not just that. Nintendo's done a lot of that stuff before with the disc drive, the Famicom disc drive, a couple other things. It separates the market, and there's no point.
They've done the first step because Wii Sports Resort is there. So I mean, lots of people have bought that. So there's at least one in every home. I'd say at least 50% of Wii owners' homes is a Motion Plus.
You look at what's going to happen with next year with Project Natal and the Waggles, the Disco 6 for the PS3. That's a real danger of that exact same thing happening with it's just separating the market.
No, this thing is, though...
No, I wouldn't really worry about that so much. They're not going to...
I don't think they're going to take off, but the games
they're not going to take off, but I can guarantee you Microsoft is going to push Natal so hard.
Yeah, I mean, they've got Rare basically working on it 24/7, I think. I think that's all Rare's working on, isn't it, James?
They scrapped Cameo 2 for it, and I think that they were working on something else, but they've scrapped that for it.
Ubisoft said they've already got like 15 games coming for it, and I think EA said they've got 7 or so.
I can guarantee you at least one of those games is going to be Rabbids related.
Maybe. Probably, yeah.
Although they have said that they are going to, that a lot of those are going to be new franchises.
Yeah, but I don't see how they're going to do it. I mean, the PS3 is still, I think, not within that cheapness range for that yet. The 360 is, though.
Well, especially with the arcade. What's the arcade unit called now?
Arcade.
It's called the arcade. No, it used to be Core, wasn't it?
They've dumped the Core, which was the Pro, and now there's only the Elite, and none of them come with HD cables anyway, so it doesn't really matter which one you buy, does it? That's funny. That makes me laugh.
Anyway, I think we should get back onto Nintendo.
Okay, so, well, what has been your favourite Wii game of the year?
I'm having a brain fart. I can't remember.
James, you go first.
I have 5, but not 1.
Okay, go for it.
I'm probably... I'll go in order. Mad World was the first one that came out that really impressed me, but that's because I like all that's come from that developer and that, like, team of people, but it only made sense. Wii Sports Resort, for obvious reasons, I thought it was really good use of the Motion Plus. It's still the only good use of the Motion Plus, but maybe that'll change soon. Muramasa, for reasons I've already explained, it's just really, really fun, really good looking. It's kind of basically old school Metroid, but in a Japanese setting, yeah. Dead Space Extraction, as I said in my review, the graphics are great. It doesn't feel... Well, I mean, yeah, it's on rails, but it still looks like a lot of time and effort has gone into creating it. All the assets look exactly the same as the 360 version almost, despite not being...
It's all just low res.
Yeah, just low res, but yeah.
It's great what they did with it, and it's a pity they didn't advertise it.
Yeah, New Super Mario Bros., once again, obvious reason. And lastly, Darkside Chronicles, because I was waiting for a long time, and it's mostly delivered, so yeah.
No Spyborgs on that list?
No.
Okay.
It just didn't stand out that much.
That's cool. Vuk, same for you. I know, you want to do your top 5?
I'm thinking Dead Space Extraction, New Super Mario Bros. Wii. Dead Space Extraction, I mean, I called it a spin-off-y, watered down thing, but it's not really. New Super Mario Bros. Wii, because it's a crap ton of fun. With or without people, and I mean, I think people whinged about not having online, but I don't think those comments would work, because if you play it online, it's going to just be boring as hell, because you're just playing it by yourself and you can't talk to anyone.
Someone for doing dick moves.
Yeah, I've done that before. Punch Out, because that game needs more love in Australia. House of the Dead Overkill, for sure. Oh, the fifth one's a hard one, because there's so many good ones. I'll just say, like, 3 really quickly, and then that can count as 1.
Okay.
Grand Slam Tennis, Muramasa, and Rabbids Go Home.
Have you been playing much... anything you could rethink of, Anthony, that's come out this year?
Nothing this year, I think. What year was Trauma Center, New Blood?
Yeah, that was the start of this year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think that's the only one.
You need to get out of your rock, Anthony.
Oh, no, he's an eco-gamer.
Yeah, I'm playing last year's game, so...
What's the best game?
I didn't really like Trauma Center all that much, though.
Okay.
Don't know why.
You just like poking people.
Okay, I'll go for my way. I mean, it's probably... I mean, I loved Metroid Prime Trilogy. I think that finally has got me hooked on the Metroid Prime games. From what little I've played in it, really, really impressed me. I kind of want to say Mushroom Men that came out this year, just for something a bit different, just because there's been a lot of effort put into the style and the feel of the game. It's just a shame the controls and the camera just sort of, it falls apart there. But other than that, it's a lot of fun. A Boy and His
Blob. I saw that in shops the other day on Wii.
How much?
I don't know, but it was... pre-owned, but it looked brand new once again.
It's not bad. What did I say? A Boy and His Blob, again, it's just they've put so much effort and love into the game, and it just looks so amazing. Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone. I've bought a lot of Wii games this year, but I mean, probably also another thing for this year is I bought a 360, so my attention's been elsewhere. There's just a lot of Wii stuff that, I mean, Lost Winds, Winter of Miller Dreis, I've picked that up, but I haven't played that. I'm sure that's going to be great. Mad World, Mirror Master, I've picked up all these games, I haven't played them. But yeah, definitely Metroid Prime Trilogy for my Wii Game of the Year, because that's just such an amazing bargain, and three awesome games for the price of one. Vuk, how do you think the DS has gone this year?
DS has underwhelmed me this year mainly. There was some good stuff like Chinatown Wars and Mario and Luigi and Scribblenauts, which is all good. They're all in the second half of the year though. Most of them. I think Grand Theft Auto was in May, so that's close enough. I mean, there was Pokemon Platinum, but everyone went, "Oh, Pokemon Platinum, I love it!" But it's just a rehash of the other game. So, you know, it's the third version of the Crystal of the Yellow.
This war with the Pokemon people.
Oh, I know. I'd prefer a new Pokemon game, but we're not even getting that next year. But at least it's Gold and Silver they're remaking, not bloody.
I think, well, come on, everyone's looking forward to that. That's going to be awesome.
I'm looking forward to that, but I'm not playing bloody Pokemon Platinum when it's the same crap again.
Yeah,
even if it has some upside-down 3D world with... Who cares? Same game.
I know. I feel this year's probably been the strongest year of the DS thus far. There's just been so many good...
I'm the opposite.
There's just been so many good games that have come out for it. I mean, like, I love Henry Hatsworth. It's
I forgot about that, yeah.
Freaking amazing game. Chrono Trigger finally came out in Australia for DS this year. There's been Mario & Luigi, Bowser's Inside Story, Scribblenauts.
Professor Layton.
Yeah, Professor Layton, Diabolical Box, Rhythm Heaven, Trackmania is really good. Came out in the US, but not down here. Retro Game Challenge, I really enjoyed.
Said a few of them, I'm starting to remember a bit better.
Of course, there's Grand Theft Auto, Chinatown Wars. James hates it, but I love it. I think Gianna Sisters is a great game. There's Shin Megami Tensei Devil Survivor, again only out in the US, but I love that.
Space Invaders. Say that again three times really fast.
Shin Megami Tensei, just Mega Ten. That came out. Dragon Quest V, I've heard nothing but great stuff about it. I need to play it because I'm trying to finish 4. Space Invaders Extreme 2, Nostalgia, Phantasy Star Zero, and then you've got DSiWare, which is just, I mean, it started out slow, but I think it's just gone from strength to strength the last couple of months. We've got like, stuff like Mighty Flip Champs, Reflect Missile, Donkey Kong, Mario vs. Donkey Kong March of the Minis, anything with art style in the game, in the name, and then Flipnote Studio.
And then we're gonna finish off with Zelda, aren't we?
Yeah, and Zelda Spirit Tracks, like, a great way to top off what has been. I honestly think this has been the best year of the DS thus far.
2007 says no.
What kind of 2007?
Animal Crossing, Mario Kart, Kirby's Air Ride, what else?
No, that was 2006, no, 5, wasn't it?
Oh, I don't know, but...
I think every year bar the first year has been all been equally good for the DS.
Well, no, I mean...
It's been some really good stuff. But yeah, I've been playing...
First year...
This year I've been playing all of last year's games, right? And I reckon, you know, this year has been... You know, the best. I've been really enjoying The World Ends With You and Soul Bubbles and whatever the hell I've been playing before.
Bungo.
Yeah, Bungo Spirits. All these games from last year, and I reckon that this year and last year must be on par, even though.
What you're saying before, the first year for DS, it was
innovation
year.
There. There was no innovation.
Kirby Canvas Curse, what's it called? The first Advance Wars game, all the online stuff that came out with Mario Kart, Tony Hawk, Animal Crossing.
Was Mario Kart DS the first year?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. That was 2007, with Mario.
It was 2005.
No, it wasn't.
Because the Wi-Fi connection came out first year.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, we'd be getting pretty close to second.
The whole last decade is just a blur.
I mean, that's another thing. I mean, we might have to say that for the next episode, decade in review. But
Mario Kart came out in 2005.
Yeah,
and that's still selling like nuts. That's mad.
5 years old, like almost 4 years old, and people are still buying it.
They need to make another one.
I should pick up the Diddy Kong game on DS.
Mario Kart Plus.
Oh, don't get that.
But no, yeah, I mean, getting back to it, the 2009, as I just...
Oh,
this year has been the best.
We haven't talked about Style Boutique yet.
And Style Boutique, I guess. But yeah, I mean, and also, as I said, what about the DSiWare has just... I mean, it's... I think DSi, the first year of DSiWare has probably been a little bit stronger than the first year or so. I mean, oh, probably not. First year of WiiWare did have World of Goo, so...
No, that wasn't the first year, was it?
Yeah.
No, because it's been out 18 months now. I thought that was
the second... Yeah, and World of Goo came out just before Christmas last year.
All right, then. I forgive.
But, yeah, I mean, like, DSiWare, it's just... Dragon Quest Wars, Uno's not that bad, I guess. I've just been in love with... I've been in love with the DS. It's really cemented the fact that the DS is my favourite game system of all time right now.
What do you think about the DSi coming out?
Well, you remember when it came out, I wasn't going to buy one, and then I just sort of fell apart.
Everyone hated on it, except for me. I was like the sole, you know, drummer boy marching his drum about it.
And I mean, you know, like, hell, I've got a PSP Go. I sort of need these new systems when they come out.
Yeah, I don't think I can forgive you for that.
Don't. It's... I love it. It's so tiny and perfect and awesome.
Who cares? Move on.
Okay. Okay, well, anyone else? James, what about you? Anything for the DS that's really sparked your interest this year?
There probably is, but I honestly can't remember.
You shouldn't drink so much.
I don't drink anymore. Now I sound like an alcoholic.
That sounded was that the gin talking?
Wait, 2 seconds. I've got a...
Well, okay, Anthony, you said you haven't really played anything.
That's the angry drunk.
Well, look, okay, your top five from 2009 for the DS.
Spirit Track,
yep.
Scribblenauts, Grand Theft Auto, not Pokemon Platinum... I'm struggling for games here. Was that Layton, Professor Layton?
Yep.
And Star Boutique.
Cool.
I'm being serious.
Oh no, I've forgotten. Oh wait, no. Grant, I also really like Grand Theft Auto Chinatown Wars. Like everyone else was saying. I can't remember any DS games that I played. I don't have my DS.
Diana Sisters, you played that.
Layton. I hated Diana Sisters. I really, really like Scribblenauts for what it did. I didn't like the game itself. I felt was not that interesting, but I thought how do I explain this? Like the whole entire mechanic of typing in the word and stuff is that was really well done. But the actual thought the actual gameplay itself was a bit meh.
Yeah, the idea was great, but the implementation was a bit underwhelming. Mine top five, like Space Invaders Extreme 2, Henry Hatsworth is my favourite game of the year right now, just because I think it's so amazing, and the final battle was epic beyond belief. Chrono Trigger, it's just a game even if you're not a huge RPG fan, it's still a really good, well-put-together game. Mario and Luigi...
I've had that on order from PlayAsia for 3 weeks, and they still haven't even sent it to me.
How, 3 weeks or 3 months?
3 weeks.
Oh, okay. I really enjoyed Gianna Sisters. It just was a great old-school 2D platformer. Mario and Luigi 3, it was just so well done. Space Invaders Extreme 2, but that's my thing. One that didn't come out down here, but I loved, the Mega 10 Devil Survivor game. But I cannot get over how much I've been in love with the DS this year. So
are you
going
to bother asking me or not?
Oh, yeah. You don't buy new games.
Oh, well, I bought one. That was Chinatown.
Civilization Revolution.
That came out last year.
Anyway, I don't know. Same as everybody else. I bought it and I like...
We've missed the best game of the year that came out. Majora's Mask came out this year on the Virtual Console, so... Easily the best game of the year. But yes, so 2009 comes to a close, and we'll be back after a quick break and wrap just a few show notes and wrap this up. And we're back. So, yeah, just a few site goings on. James, what reviews do we have up on the site right now?
I thought you were reading.
No.
All right, I'll talk about them then.
Star Wars The Clone Wars Republic Heroes, I'm pretty sure that one's new.
That's new, but the game's old.
Yeah. We got World of Zoo for the Wii review up. We've got Rabbids Go Home. Resident Evil Dark Side Chronicles, Where the Wild Things Are for the Wii review.
And
there.
There's two more coming this weekend as well, which will probably be up by this time. This is up. A Boy in His Blob and Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
And Mirror Mask is coming as well.
I nearly said Marvel. Never mind.
Miramasa and Silent Hill will hopefully be coming before the end of the year. It depends on how much time I get. And our World of Zoo review was on the THQ website.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was it you who reviewed that?
Yeah, it was. Except they took the most awkward, horrible quote that I'd written and put it on the site. Sounds really bad.
Let me see if I can find it. Okay, what is the game?
It's like Zookeeper. But for kids.
Hang on, do you mean Zookeeper as in that awful puzzle game I hated, or Zoo Tycoon?
Zoo Tycoon.
Okay.
Oh. Probably said Zookeeper.
I'm not a big fan of the Bejeweled things, yet I love Henry Hatsworth. And that's like the whole core thesis to the game. Yeah, as usual, if you want to find out where to go to get the best bargains, what's the handy-dandy site you go to, Anthony?
Sorry, I was...
What site do you go to if you want to find a really good bargain?
Ecogamer.com.
You should be more enthusiastic. I'm giving you free publicity.
Yeah.
I think that anything else coming up, Vuk, that any features or articles or
nothing I can talk about.
Okay. Probably just a quick note.
Nothing worth talking about.
Quick note, I mean, this is the 50th episode of the podcast. It's taken us, 3 years to get here. Sorry for taking so long. Hope everyone enjoys listening to it. Everyone puts in heaps of effort for it. I did have plans to have a comp up on the show. I do have some DS games for prizes, Lox Quest and Sonic Rush for the DS. Not 100% sure what we're going to do yet, but in the show notes on the forum and probably also the front page, we'll link to it and tell you what we're going to do. Thanks to everyone who's been on the podcast over the years. Just probably off the top of my head, Ice, Stuart, Pablo, Pollog, Bernie, Ninja Catfish, Ian KC, Spirit,
Kaboth
James...
was on one episode.
Who?
Kaboth.
Oh, yeah, Kaboth was on an episode. I forgot that. James, Anthony, Vuk, anyone else who I've forgotten, I'm pretty sure that's all of them. Thanks to everyone. It's been great having you all here. This is probably going to be the last episode, or this will definitely be the last episode for the year, so we'll take a couple of weeks break and be back in 2010. We will have a very special interview guest hopefully lined up for that episode. More details on that as we get to it, because I'm pretty sure if we're going to have him on, we may as well do a question episode. People can ask him a few questions. But I think that's it. So does anyone else have anything they want to say?
Thank you for listening.
James?
Not really.
Okay.
Mr. Enthusiastic,
Okay. Cool, so we'll leave it at that, and we'll catch you again in a couple of weeks. Peace out.
Bye.
Bye.
Woohoo!
Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone.
Ring, 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 banana phone. Ring, 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 banana phone. I've got this feeling so appealing for us to get together and sing, sing. Ring, 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 banana phone. Ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, banana phone. It grows in bunches, I've got my hunches. It's the best, beats the rest. Cellular, modular, interactive, modular. Ring, 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 banana phone. Ping, pong, ping, pong, ping, pong, ping, banana phone. It's no baloney, it ain't a phony. My cellular, bananular phone. Don't need quarters, don't need dimes to call a friend of mine. Don't need computer or TV to have a real good time. I'll call for pizza, I'll call my cat, I'll call the White House, have a chat, a place to call around the world. Operator, get me Beijing, jing, jing.
Hey, kudos to you to listen to the end of episode 50 of the Vootcast. As you may have noticed, this was recorded a couple of weeks ago. Sorry, slackness on my behalf for just being busy and not getting edited in time. Anyway, as I said in the episode, said that I was thinking of doing a competition. Well, instead of just posting the show notes, here's the competition exclusive to you lucky lot who listened to the end of the podcast. All it's going to be is simple guess the game tracks. Just coming up, I've got 5 video game tracks for you to listen to. All you need to do is just guess them. Names of the games they came from, and email me your answers to vookcast@vooks.net with the games in the correct order. Now, I don't need what the actual soundtrack is, I just need to know what the game is and in order. Make this a little bit easier for you. All the games are made by Nintendo, and they are in order of the console they're on. So the first one's going to be NES, Super NES, so on and so on. So yeah, or send me your answers, as I said, to vookcast@vooks.net, and I'll have hopefully have the winner announced on the next episode. And again, thank you for listening to episode 50. So here we go with the tracks. Also, should have said, just for those who forgot when I said earlier, that the prize is going to be a copy of Sonic Rush for the DS and Locke's Quest also for the DS. So enjoy, and catch us next time on the Vootcast.